From October 20th to October 29th, WVLP's Jim Wolf accompanied 12 local business and civic leaders to China as guests of the Confucius Institute at Valparaiso University. This week, WVLP is broadcasting his observations from the trip.
China's growing tourism market includes not just museums and attractions older than many Western civilizations, but shopping. The noise you hear in the background is the usual commotion of the Wushan Road Night Fair, a series of stalls set up in an intersection every night in the city of Hangzhou. It was one of three shopping districts in Hangzhou that the 12 delegates from Valparaiso University visited. The other two were the Silk Specialty Street of Jinhao Road, also known as China Silk Town, and the History and Culture Street at Qinghaifang. Yichou has a unique atmosphere. The silk market is the largest silk wholesale and retail market in China, and frequented by locals more than tourists. Dealers sell out of the stalls along two intersecting roads, corrugated metal overhead doors pulled down at night to protect their merchandise. The History and Culture Market has more of a theme park atmosphere. It's designed to resemble old Chinese markets and includes ginseng sellers, herbal pharmacists, and confectioners where a nut-based sweetmeat is pounded flat in front of customers by two men using large wooden sledgehammers. At the night market, the seller's stalls are similar to what you'd find in an arts and crafts fair in this country. During the rain, tarps and plastic of all kinds are used to keep the rain off, and vendors at the entrance bring out a cachet of umbrellas for sale. It resembles Chicago's Maxwell Street Market, where anything can and will be sold. The experience of it impressed Doug Miller, president of Miller Marketing Group of Valparaiso.
I'm in Hangzhou City. I'm on sensory overload right now. We're in the market. There's all the bartering going on, rain, incense burning, a lot of back and forth.
We've already been to the silk market. And what do you think the difference is between the two?
There's a lot more excitement here, faster pace. The silk market, I think those vendors were content to just let us walk by, and here these people are out to make a deal.
In Beijing, the 12 delegates went to a market specializing in designer knockoffs. The four-story building, also equipped with corrugated doors, is similar to an American mall in setup. However, outside each door, hawkers tout their merchandise. The selling goes on everywhere, from the foot of Yellow Mountain, where people try and sell maps and souvenir books, to on the streets of Shanghai and Hangzhou, where they sell folk art and watches. Even outside the Buddhist temples, hawkers have things to sell tourists. Vince Galbiati, president of Northwest Indiana Forum, an economic development group, said,
"Even though that China has a socialist government, its economies are very market-based, and their culture is very market-based. So when we were in China, we saw constant selling, constant levels of commerce, from very sophisticated down to very entrepreneurial small shop owners. And what was amazing about it was is that in every nook and cranny, the Chinese, they sold constantly. There was never a moment that you were without commerce."
In the Western-style shops, bargaining, like tipping in most restaurants and hotels, is simply not done. However, in the Chinese markets, it's expected. You never take the first price. Renu Junaja, associate provost at Valparaiso University and a one-time resident of Hangzhou, explains the proper technique.
Bargaining technique is to first listen to what the Chinese people pay and then offer that or 5 yuan more because they expect more from Americans. But not to pay what they ask for. You can usually reduce it by half or 60%. I don't think there's anything like this in America. You can get all the knockoffs in the world. You can get Gucci purses, Coach purses, Louis Vuitton purses. You can get Rolex watches, Tommy Hilfiger, or whatever else you want, all the knockoffs you can get. You can get some fake antiques as well.
With bargaining, it's possible to get an iPod Shuffle, or reasonable knockoff, for about $10. Or strands of black pearls with matching earrings for about $7. Official tour books warn that curios at the night market might not be authentic. Some vendors at the silk market sell nylons, blends, or lesser quality silks. The designer knockoffs can be constructed from the same materials, but held together by an animal-based glue that decays rapidly. When in China, it's best to do as the Romans do. Caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. This is Jim Wolf signing off for WVLP's China Report. Thank you for listening.
The China Report has been a production of WVLP LP. Jim Wolf, writer, Justina Siska, producer, Mac McIntyre, editor, Dan Watt, engineer. Our theme music is Green Willow off the CD The River on a Spring Moonlit Night. More information on the music is available online at shlsmusic.com.